Dr. Mejia, detaining for patient Leslie Ayala, medical records 142479, number 12-4-1988. Referring physician, Dr. Mabel Rosa, procedure performed. EGD secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure this January 4, 2023. Indications, bloating, some mucosal nodule of the stomach, 1 year follow-up. Non-possible diagnosis, impression one, submucosal nodule of the stomach with similar appearance to prior endoscopy, stable period. Number two, esophagitis LA class B. Number three, otherwise normal EGD period paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complication done immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care period paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin EGD template period paragraph. Findings, autofinds appear normal, pure paragraph, esophagus, there's erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with LA class B esophagitis, pure paragraph. Biopsies taken from distal esophagus rule out eosinophilic esophagitis, pure paragraph, stomach. There is mild diffuse erythema in the antrum body, biopsy taken out each pylori, pure paragraph. There's a small hiatal hernia present, pure paragraph. There's a small submucosal nodule in the antrum of the stomach. This appears to be stable from prior endoscopy. Biopsy taken, pure paragraph. Biopsy taken from antrum and body, radix pylori, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, appeared. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rula celiac disease, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior fluid measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical length. Number, we'll continue on PPIs. Next number, follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks.